This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Bills are trending, big game this weekend. You're noticing the name Jackson Hawes came up in pretty much everybody's mouth this week. Guys, first NFL touchdown. Weez, you like Jackson for what reason? What brings you excitement with this guy?
He's a fifth-round pick. He plays hard, and he's just making a big impact, and I feel happy to watch him play. I don't know.
Yeah, rookie seems to be in the spotlight. Dalton Kincaid talking about Jackson.
Hawes is a dog. You know, the way he attacks in the run game and then catches he's made in those critical moments. So it's cool to see. I think mainly just let him know, you know, it's a long year. There's going to be highs and lows, and that's just part of the league. And just, you know, stay consistent, stay level-headed.
Hopefully he's been training on his spike, because Josh had some things to say about Hawes' first NFL touchdown and the spike that just was, it wasn't up to par.
Yeah, it was a terrible spike, first of all. We judge our spikes in our offensive room, and the way that it's judged, if it leaves the screen on the top, it's a great spike. I don't think his got a foot off the ground and just kind of rolled forward. I was actually going to chase the ball and then saw Keon went after it, and I just kind of waited to congratulate him on his first touchdown. But
1 o'clock Sunday, Bills host the New Orleans Saints. It's going to be a crucial catch game. I believe UB's marching band will be the halftime show, and Mitch Morse, I think, is the legend of the game for Sunday, 1 o'clock. And it's going to be hot. I don't know if they sell a Bills rivalry tank top, but it's going to be hot. So enjoy the game. That's all happening on Sunday, 1 o'clock. NFL player had a big announcement. Not a Buffalo Bill, but former NFL MVP Sean Alexander and his wife are expecting their 14th child. Yeah, Seahawks legend RB Sean Alexander. He and his wife getting ready to welcome their 14th child. That sounds like a lot. That sounds excessive.
That sounds, I mean, you can't, well, what could you fit all those kids in one big, like, sprinter van?
No, you got to buy a limo bus at that point, Jan.
No, sprinter vans only are 12 seaters.
They're 12. Yeah, yeah. Okay. I couldn't even imagine. You know what? Some people are cut out for that.
Yeah.
Nami.
I guess he found some interest after football. So there it is.
Wow.
14 kids. By the way, speaking of the Seahawks, it was a last second 52-yard field goal. Brought the Seahawks, lifting them 23-20 over the Cardinals last night on Thursday Night Football. Rick Moranis is returning to acting, and he hasn't been on a big screen since the late 1900s. Actor Rick Moranis, who did star in the Spaceballs comedy released in 1987, will come out of a 28-year hiatus to bring back his role as Lord Dark Helmet from the original Mel Brooks comedy. So it's a spoof on Star Wars. It came out in 87. For some people, it's called classic. It's up there with Goonies for some. However, the idea that Rick is coming back, Rick stepped out of acting. His wife Anne died of cancer back in the late 90s, and he just took a break from acting. He's 72 years old, probably best known for Ghostbusters, and did sketch comedy stuff. And I'm a big Rick Moranis fan from back in the day. Ghostbusters was his big role, Little Shop of Horrors, and then the franchise Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. That's Rick Moranis, and he will be back. And he was on SCTV way back when. So he comes back. And will be in the new Spaceballs sequel. And again, hasn't been on the big screen, I think, since Honey, We Shrunk the Kids Again, or one of the sequels there. So kind of a big move. And out of New York City, there's word of a new casino. Jay-Z got turned down for his casino bid in, I think he was looking for Manhattan or Brooklyn. But Nas and Resort World's NYC $5 billion casino expansion proposal has received unanimous approval in Queens. The project aims to transform the existing casino into a full-scale resort. So what they got right now is a little place with some table games and slots, and they're looking to make it into a full-scale stayover shows type of resort. 7,000-seat entertainment venue. That's all happening in Queens, New York City area. The expansion is expected to generate a significant economic benefit for the area, job creation, all the good stuff that comes along with that. But the fact that Nas is behind this, fantastic. That's going to be fun. Worth a trip, maybe down to New York City. I don't know. Just injecting a little life in that casino world in and around Queens seems like fun. That's it for your news and views. Time right now is 6:50. News this morning is brought to you by Bricks and Minifigs, Buffalo South Towns. Buy, sell, trade Lego sets, bulk bricks, and minifigs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.